This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The NFL is officially back, sort of. The annual preseason Hall of Fame game tonight at 8 Eastern. The game featuring the Jets, the new-look Jets. How much of the Jets are the new-look Jets? Is it just because it's Aaron Rodgers that they're the new-look Jets? Maybe a couple of receivers, Alan Lazard. That doesn't make you the new-look Nathaniel Hackett, that's what it is. The new look New York Jets against the Cleveland Browns. Backup quarterbacks, come on down. Zach Wilson, that's why I'm tuning in. I want to see him, and I want to see my guy out of UCLA, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR. And he'll be playing in the second half. Yes, Marv?
And also, this will be a part of the first episode of Hard Knocks.
Okay.
So you kind of see, all right, who's the backup, you know, linebacker? Okay, and they're focusing on him on the first episode.
But I wonder with Zach Wilson, are you auditioning now for other teams? Now that you hear that Aaron Rodgers wants to be there for a few years, now you're going to basically spend your rookie contract behind Aaron Rodgers. Are you going to wait 3 years for Aaron Rodgers? You're going to try to showcase your talents here in the preseason, let people see who you are. You've changed. Maybe Hard Knocks, that you see a different Zach Wilson, certainly humbled and learning from Aaron Rodgers. But I wonder, how does Zach Wilson get out of New York? Does he want to get out of New York? Who would be interested in him? The contract, you'd be interested, but how good is he? I don't think we know. I think we saw him play. He was very sporadic. Lost his job. And, you know, all of a sudden they bring in Aaron Rodgers. They couldn't wait to bring in. They were bringing in somebody. If it was going to be, you know, another quarterback, they were going to bring in somebody. Yeah, Pauline.
Yeah, Zach Wilson of the Jets has 2 years left on his contract. I'm assuming they're not going to pick up his fifth-year option because that'd pay a whole bunch of money.
No.
But let's say Rodgers stayed for 2 years. Zach Wilson would be a true free agent at the end of when Rodgers leaves. Which could be, what if they like him? It's not like Jordan Love. It's a little apples and oranges to Jordan Love, but what if they like him a little bit to keep him? It's a very
awkward. But I don't know how much you could like him after you what you saw last year. You know, he was kind of petulant when, you know, he didn't take any blame for something. And he just acted, you know, snotty, where you go, dude, you're going to get humbled. I don't care how good you are. You get humbled in the NFL at some point, and he certainly did. Now it's that learning process of, let me absorb this, and can he actually play in the NFL? Just because he got taken second overall doesn't mean he can play. He might have characteristics where you go, all right, with some help, he could be really good. I don't know that. I mean, I have more confidence in Jordan Love than I do Zach Wilson right now. Yeah, Seton?
If Aaron Rodgers only stays 2 years,
mm-hmm.
Zach Wilson will be 26.
Yeah,
that's a year older than Aaron Rodgers was when he took over the Packers.
But the amount of money you have to pay Zach Wilson when he'll be in his, what, fifth-year option?
He won't get it.
Yeah. And then what are you going to do? You're going to have to pay him. And it's almost like Jordan Love. You got to see something pretty soon before you go, okay, that's our future, or nope, abort, abort, abort. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Peter Schrager, NFL Network, Good Morning Football co-host. He paid a visit to Aaron Rodgers, and we'll talk to him about that conversation. By the way, I didn't mention this at the time. I think if you listen to the show or watch the show or both, you know I'm a big fan of Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift was in Kansas City recently. Travis Kelce went to the show, and he shot a shot. He was giving a Taylor Swift a bracelet and with his number on it, and it didn't work out. But then I got people who have said, and that I've seen social media-wise, they go, well, you're Taylor Swift. You know, what are you doing with Travis Kelce? I go, well, hold on here. You know, who is this Joe guy that she dated for years? You know, he's an actor, but not famous. The lead singer from the 1975, whatever his name is. All right.
How many touchdown passes he catch?
Yeah. How many times has he hosted Saturday Night Live? So I'm thinking, all right, you know, Travis Kelce, I mean, he's 33. She's probably, what, 31? I don't know. I don't blame him. Give it a shot. All right. So, you know, he got swatted away, Mutombo'd. Oh, look at this. They're both 33. Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
Do you think she's like a... I don't know much
awesome.
About her. Yeah, she seems pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think her life is too complex for dating?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Because she's a level of famous. Like, Travis Kelce's American famous.
Yes.
She's global in every sense of it.
Yeah. It'd be tough. You know, because you're a brand. You're a thing. You know, and then you're just on, you know, holding on for dear life. Anybody who's with her is always going to be, you know, the second most famous person in the relationship. Yes, Todd.
And the subject of the next big hit single.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that could rhyme with Kelce.
Right.
I mean, if she's
jealousy, Kelce. Yeah. You can make it work. She can make it work.
Yes.
Kelce.
Yeah. But I would go into it. If I'm Travis Kelce and be like, all right, this may end up bad, but she's going to write some music about me. I'm okay with that. But this is where if maybe he strategized a little bit and you get Patrick Mahomes and his wife, and then you say, how about a double date in Kansas City? How about some barbecue? Yes, Eaton.
You know, the thing with somebody like Taylor Swift, too, is that not only do you have to win her over, you have to win over her entire fan base as well. They have to approve of the relationship, because if they don't, they're going to be like, well, you can't be with this loser. Social media is going to blow up, and all of a sudden there's going to be all this pressure, and then it's like, oh, well, they're not dating anymore.
Yeah.
Because the Swifties didn't approve.
Yeah, they didn't approve of this last guy.
They sure didn't.
Yeah.
They sure did not.
Who was that?
Matt Healy. From I think
the,
his name is.
From the 1975?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the band?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, they didn't approve of him.
Yeah, that was short-lived.
Yes.
That
yes,
romance.
Yes, it was. But, yeah, you got to get through, you know, that's a fortress. You know, that you got to get through the steel curtain there. And the Swifties, they're going to hurt you. Yes, Todd?
It's tough enough to get your parents to approve of who you may want to marry or date. Imagine having millions of people that dress up like it's Halloween standing in the pouring rain blocks away from the stadium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got no shot. But he took it, and I give him a lot of credit, because as somebody who was in high school and college was really shy, and I'd never take a shot like that. But here's Kelce's, like, and he's got swag. You know, you host Saturday Night Live, win a couple Super Bowls, you know, you're semi-famous, or maybe just famous here in the United States. Yes, Paul?
Do you think she does interviews and says the old, nobody ever asked me out. Nobody ever walks up and asks me out.
I hated that.
Right.
I hated that.
But I guarantee she's going to go on Fallon and go, you know what? I haven't been on a date in 2 years because no guy will ask me out.
Yeah, nobody will ask me. I remember there was this gorgeous woman, and she was asked that by, you got a boyfriend? She goes, no one ever asked me out. And I go, now I can ask her out. So I ask her out. She said no.
It's not that no one ever asks her out. It's that no one that she wants to ask her out ever asks her out.
Not nobody.
I know. I know. But maybe I missed it where she said no one I like ever asked me out. It was no one ever asked me out. She was a cheerleader in college. And I went, are you kidding me? No one ever asked her out?
I'm proud of you, though. You got to take that shot when you have that open.
No, but it crushed me.
Yeah.
Like, that set me back a year. Like, that did. It crushed me.
You weren't without...
Yes.
You didn't date for the next year?
I was Han Solo.
Good for you. You tried. You put it out there. That's all you can
do. Yeah, but it cost me a year.
Yeah, but
I could have been doing damage, Todd.
Then you got to wonder your whole life. I wonder what would have happened if I would have approached her. What if she would have said yes? You can't. You have to go for it.
I know.
But for every story like that, there's some guy who dusts himself off. And
how many times do you see a celebrity and you go, oh, that's her husband? And you're thinking, Ariana Grande's new boyfriend just left his wife, and I'm going, who is this guy? Right? Did you think the same thing, Marv?
I said Kevin Garnett was right. Anything is possible. I said it is amazing.
Yeah, you just, I don't know.
Her boyfriend's like a normal guy?
No, he's an actor, but
he's a normal-looking guy.
Yeah, very normal-looking guy. What's his name, like Ethan Slater?
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I may be being punked here. Are we being punked?
You know, maybe he's charming. You know, I wish her nothing but happiness. While he left his wife and a child, I think.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, nobody ever looks at that part of the relationship. Yeah. Like, oh, Ariana Grande, she's in love. What about the woman who lost her husband? Yes, Marv.
Somebody's got to be thinking. I know I was thinking this. Who in the hell do you think you are to leave your wife? Like,
the fact they had a wife is a
right.
Surprising.
You know.
No offense.
Yes, Todd. Yes, Todd.
What's worse, the guy or girl that's, you know, acts shy and says, no one ever asked me out, I guess I intimidate people, or the guy or girl that's in amazing shape and says, I don't work out, I just eat cheeseburgers and pizza, eat whatever I want, I don't go to the gym, I don't count calories.
No, I don't care about that. That doesn't impact my life if somebody says, no, I never work out. What impacts my life is when somebody says, nobody asked me out, then you ask them out, and then they say no.
You're almost over it.
Oh, my God.
Did you ask for an explanation, or you just kind of
walked away? No, I did not.
Why exactly do you not want to go out with me?
Well, no, what happened is I went through a third party, and this girl's nickname was The Body. Okay, so she was The Body before Elle McPherson was The Body and before Heidi Klum. Other women called her The Body, and I took my shot. But then I thought, okay, I'll go through this cheerleader and just say, hey, you know what? I'd love to go out with her. And then she goes, you know what? It can't hurt to ask. That was the response. And I went, oh, that's not good. That's like, you got no shot. Can't hurt to ask, you know. I wouldn't hold out any hope for this. And then she came back and then she said, no, she's not interested.
I think you screwed up. I think she wanted the direct face-to-face. He's got the guts to do it. Harder to say no to your face. If I gave you a do-over, would you walk up to her, do a walk-up?
Well, now I would. I'm a big deal.
There's nothing more dangerous than
a walk-up. I don't
know
what The Body looks like right now, but hello. She may walk up to me and go, hi, I used to be The Body, and you wanted to go out with me? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm married. Yes, Marvin.
When somebody says, oh, what's the worst they could say? No? Like, no. What if they say, ew, are you crazy? Never. Like, that's hurtful.
No, no was the worst thing they could say. Crushed me. Man, that's when you have to do like a self-examination where you look at yourself or you say to your friend, your roommate, how do I look? Be honest with me.
You're a funny guy. You got a great sense of humor.
No. I did say that to my roommate. I said, Jeff, how do I look? And he goes, what do you mean?
Hot.
I said, kind of parched here. No girls, you know. It's like Mojave Desert. But it's not getting hot in here, if you know what I mean. Yes, Todd.
But do you want that fake confidence? Like, you're so money and you don't even know it.
Yes,
you're the best. You're so hot.
Fake confidence. Absolutely. Those guys always do well. I'd be like, where's that come from? They just walk up. I got a friend who can start a conversation, and he is always, always got a girlfriend. Beautiful girlfriend. Always. I say, how'd you do it? He goes, just went up and talked. I go, I can't. I could never do that. Not that I'm in the market now, but when I was. Like, I didn't even ask my wife out. She asked me out. Like, I'm not going to say anything to her.
Okay, I see you.
Yeah.
I see you, DP.
That's why I'm called daddy.
You got that on the record there.
Yep.
Yes, I was too nervous. I'd be like, God, she'll crush my soul. And then she said, hey, we're going out. We're going to this this dance club called Danceteria. I go, okay, I'll go.
I love dancing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love dancing. Yes.
That sounds like a swell time.
And then I got out on the dance floor, and I thought, oh, my God, if she sees me dancing, she's going to go, oh, no, this isn't good at all. But you know what? I'd kind of owned the dance floor is what I did.
You just went for it.
I did. It had to be embarrassing, but you know what? Sometimes you go, man, that guy, he's dancing in the dark.
Yeah.
That's the way I was doing it. Yes, Marv.
Danceteria's got a Wikipedia page.
I went to Danceteria, and Madonna was there.
Holiday.
Yes. Danceteria. A place called Area. Area had, that was the most bizarre place, and this is in the 80s in New York. You go to the club, and there were two models who were in a big picture window, and they had their hair braided, and they were intertwined, their hair, and they stood there stationary the entire night. And I go, I'm a kid from a small town in Ohio. I'm going, what the
heck? It's a whole new world for you there.
What is going on there? Yes. Naomi Campbell would see her. Like, yeah, it was, you were out in the limelight. Limelight was a big thing, big deal. The clubs. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
New York City also looked terrible in the 80s, by the way. Every time I see that, I'm like, ew.
You did.
Times Square before it became Disney World?
Yeah.
I'm going to argue with that one. It had more real feel to it. It wasn't Bed Bath & Beyond every two blocks. It wasn't a Pottery Barn every three blocks.
Giuliani had not cleaned up Times Square.
Yeah, the seediness was kind of cool, though. I first got there in the late 80s.
And like, you can walk down the Meatpacking District. Like, you never went there unless you were looking for some friendship for an hour. Yes, Seton.
I interviewed this guy. His name is Handsome Dick. And he had a place called Manitoba's. It was a bar on the Lower East Side that was like real famous.
Yeah.
And I had made the comment to him like, man, things aren't the same as like what they used to be in the city. Yeah. Right. And he was like, you know what? Let me tell you something about people your age. And he was like, well, you think that the 90s were more real? And then the people who were there in the 80s think that that was more real? You know what was really real? The 70s in New York City. It was a hellhole. It was a horrible place to be. And like, this is way better. I would take this over the 70s any day.
Well, you look at some of these places that have gentrified. And I remember Christopher Street, Meatpacking District. And like, there's certain areas. Lower East Side?
Yeah.
No way. No way. But, you know, I did get on the subway, and then, you know, my wife, who's a New Yorker, she's like, nothing's going to happen to you on the subway. First night coming back from a club. This woman takes off all of her clothes, and she's hammered, and she's staring right at me. And my wife said, girlfriend at the time, don't look back. And this woman was in my face with no clothes on, and it's like 2 a.m. And I went, okay, you don't see this too many times in Little Mason, Ohio. Yeah, Paul.
I lived in Manhattan in 95 to 2000. I remember in 97, I moved out to Brooklyn because it was cheaper. It's more affordable. Mm-hmm. And I can remember telling my friends, yeah, I'm moving out to Brooklyn. Like, ooh, oh, things aren't going so well. Like, because you couldn't afford to live in Manhattan.
Yes, but now Brooklyn. Cool. Yeah. Queens, Brooklyn. Yeah. Yeah, good luck trying to find some, you know, real estate for a decent price. Yes, Todd.
That's when you got to joke about the awkwardness of the situation. Say, yo, watch your closing doors or something. You got to come up with some kind of...
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All righty, we'll take a break. Peter Schrager on loan from NFL Network will join us after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Oh, TireRack.com, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, just the start. They test their tires. They got their own test track. They push the tires to the limit. Then they give you all the information. They have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. That means you get a personalized tire recommendation. That means the right tires for how and when and where you drive. TireRack.com/Dan. They sell only the best Michelin tires, ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. What that means is they bring the tires to you at your home or office and install them on site. Usually takes less than an hour to do all four tires. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You're going to see their Michelin test results, special offers that they have. So ask about it. Tell them we sent you. And make sure you try the easy-to-use tire decision guide for that personalized tire recommendation. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. The EV that recharges you, the vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more, mbusa.com/EQE. Update the poll results, Seton, before we get to the popular Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football.
Yeah, Dad, we have up there, college football is currently moving in a good direction or terrible direction. Right now, 78% of the audience say it's a terrible direction.
Yes. You can check out Peter Schrager's podcast, The Season with Peter Schrager, wherever you get your podcast. Peter spent last weekend with Aaron Rodgers following practice, and he joins us on the program. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. I did spend some time with Rodgers, and I feel like we can do a deep dive on that, Dan. It was quite a day.
Okay. What were you expecting, and then what was the end result?
Yeah, you've been in this seat before countless times. We've got the agreed-upon sit-down interview ahead of time, and you start formulating the questions. This wasn't that. I didn't know if Rodgers was going to sit with me or not. The hope was I would go to Jets camp, and we would link up beforehand, and he and I would make eye contact, and he would do me a solid and do this interview for NFL Plus and NFL Network. practice was great. It was awesome. It's on the heels of the Sean Payton quotes, but it's also on the heels of him giving back the $35 million. So there's things to talk about. As he's walking off set or walking off the field after a great practice, we give that look, and I kind of have the two chairs and one, two microphones, and I'm like waving him over, and he's nodding, and the Jets have a great PR guy, Eric Gelfand, and he's looking at me, and he's giving me the thumbs up, like, you're good to go. And out of nowhere, and I'm going to watch tonight and see if he's got 6 hours of content. Jason Garrett, the former Cowboys coach and former Giants offensive coordinator and Giants quarterback, and Cowboys quarterback, appears. I mean, he could have been appearing from Mars. He appears and walks right in front and starts talking to Rodgers off camera, off mic, and it's 5 minutes, and it's 10 minutes, and it's 15 minutes. And I know these quarterbacks. Every minute is scheduled in their day. It's like, if I'm going to do an interview, I got to get my massage, I got to work out, I've got to do this meeting. And Garrett, I mean, Garrett, I like his work on NBC. I hope tonight they have a four-hour special with Jason Garrett about what the heck he talked about with Aaron Rodgers off camera, because this thing almost didn't happen. So they finish up, they dap it up, total respect. Obviously, they had battles, and I'm half kidding here. I'm sure Garrett's going to be great with whatever he relays from that conversation. Then Tim Boyle, who's the second, third, maybe fourth-string quarterback for the Jets, was with Rodgers in Green Bay. He slides in. His whole family's there, including grandma. And they need to meet Rodgers. And Aaron is gracious with his time. So I'm looking at my producer, Christine Martin. I'm looking at her. I'm like, you know what? It might not happen. Hopefully we'll get Saleh or Sauce or someone else. But the entire rest of the field has cleared out by this point. It's just Rodgers and the Boyle family. And I'm like, we got to get this. Rodgers finishes up, looks at me, smiles. He actually apologized. Like, I'm sorry about all that. I'm like, dude, you're Aaron Rodgers. If you're going to give me the time, we're good. We went 15 minutes, and I started off, and you know, you do these interviews and you get guys to talk. I like to say this was, I was channeling some of your craftsmanship with this. It's like, we didn't start off with, so what did Sean Payton, you know, what do you think of Sean Payton's comments? What we started off with was, have you seen Oppenheimer? You know, what is going on in New York City? What have you done that's been cool? It's like, I saw the Back to the Future musical, which was in pre-show. Like, we did that. Then we eased into what's it like with these guys. And then I didn't say, what's your reaction to Sean Payton? I said, we know what Sean Payton has said. We also know you are Nathaniel Hackett's biggest supporter. Why don't you let the viewers know about your thoughts on Hackett? And then he went on, wow, he's a family man and, you know, all that stuff. He's a great coach. And then it's like, all right, he got him going, and he's like, you know what? Hell, I'm going to stick up for my guy. And that's when he said, keep my coaches out of your mouth. And that was the quote of the weekend. And we had more of an interview after that. But after the fact, I was like, all right, Rodgers said, thank you. We don't text. I don't have a relationship with Rodgers like that. We've always been respectful, whatever. But that's how it came to be. And he couldn't have been more gracious with his time. And I think if it wasn't me, it would have been at the podium, and it would have been with you, or it would have been with anyone else. But I just happened to get him at the right place, right time. And that's, he wanted to get that message out there.
He has said that he is planning on playing a few more years. And then we discussed, what does a few mean? Few is more than two. And then I asked Peter King, I said, I'll give you the over under 2.5 years. He took the over. What's your thought on Aaron Rodgers in New York? Over under 2.5.
I would take the over as well.
Oh.
I think he's really happy. And I think that's so trite. Like, Russell Wilson was really happy in Denver at this time last year. Like, I know he's really happy. And Stafford was the same way. And Brady was the same way. You get to these new locations and it's this new chapter in your life. But I think he's really connected with these folks. And it's not just, hey, new coach. Hackett's his boy. Like, when they went out to Malibu, the Jets, for that, you know, the entire front office and the coach, he and Hackett were like the connection, and then Hackett and Saleh and the president and the owners, that was all good, but like, it was Hackett and Rodgers. And, you know, you bring in Lazard, you bring in Billy Turner, you bring in Randall Cobb. The Jets have gone above and beyond to bring in his people. He's going to be running his offense. And I think he's really digging living in the New York market. So I'm going to say over, giving back that money almost guarantees 2 years. And I think if he's having fun, he's in great physical shape, and I don't think he needs in a rush to do anything else. I think the over on that one.
Can they match the hype this year?
It's hard. It's really hard. And the NFL did them no favors. You know, I work on the NFL Network. We do Good Morning Football. And, you know, it's we start every A block with Jets talk. And I think a lot of the viewers are now chiming in like, is this the new Cowboys? What are we doing here? Like, we're talking about a team that lost their last six games last year. They're getting Hard Knocks, so there's going to be a lot of that. They're in the Hall of Fame game tonight. They're in an inter-squad practice with Carolina, which is going to get a lot of press because they're on the road as a team, and we always talk about that stuff. And they have five primetime games. Can they match the hype? They think they can. And, you know, I haven't made my predictions yet, but they looked darn good when I was at practice on Sunday. And like I said, it's not Brady going in and meeting Bruce Arians for the first time and then having to build an offense. He's picking up the offense that he ran when he had two MVP awards in Green Bay.
But I still look at this division, Peter, and I think you have to win the division, and that's the only team that's going to make the playoffs out of the AFC East.
Is that right?
Because look how tough the division is, and then you're going to play AFC West and the NFC East. That's tough.
I know.
I mean, 11 wins might be enough to win that division, it feels like. And who do you like more, the Jets or the Bills right now?
Yeah, right now I'd say the Buffalo Bills, and they've earned that. And I think last year the Buffalo Bills, if you know, you had an energy bar, it was at the very end, at the end of that season when they lost Cincinnati. They had nothing left, just mentally, emotionally, physically, after what they'd been through that season. And this year they're laying under the radar quite a bit. But like, I'd go the Bills, but not by a huge margin. And I don't think the Dolphins or the Patriots are necessarily above the Jets right now. So they're second in my book, and I don't think they're that far off from first. So it's a possibility. We did this exercise on Good Morning Football, and I think it'd be fun for you and the guys. Like, you know, everyone says this team's playoff now. The AFC this year, try picking seven teams. You're leaving off five really good quarterbacks if you do it. The AFC is loaded.
I know.
So if you're going with multiple teams, you're probably saying Herbert might not be going, or Jimmy Garoppolo's not going, or you're not getting a third team out of the AFC North. You're only getting two. So I hear what you're saying. But I think the Jets and the Bills are both playoff teams this year.
Peter Schrager, NFL Network, Good Morning Football co-host. We've talked about this with the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if the networks can say we don't want them in prime time. No. And if we do, we don't want to be showcasing Deshaun Watson. I don't know if anybody's done this. They are a good team. I don't know if they, you know, they're potential for a great team or a playoff team, but they're a good team. But I wonder about that. Could a, in a, like NBC say, we don't want the Browns on Sunday Night Football. Could they do that?
I think the networks put in their choices that they do want and their preferences, and they've got many meetings with the league before the schedule is made. I doubt any of them were like banging down the door saying, give us the Browns.
But they didn't even have Deshaun Watson on the promo tonight on NBC.
I know. It's Myles Garrett. We did it today on our show. It's Myles Garrett's face and Nick Chubb's face.
Yeah.
It's delicate, right? I think if we're being honest, it's a delicate situation on how to handle it. Last year, we did it on eggshells on our show because he comes back into the, you know, and I say fortunately, but like, what if he was outstanding and took his team to the playoffs, went to the Super Bowl? It's hard not to shed, you know, praise on it. And then you've got this stuff off the field. So I think this year, after a full off season, and Watson has spoken to reporters, and I think they're going to be on tonight, and he's not going to play. It's going to be Kellen Mond and the young rookie from UCLA. So I don't know how much conversation they have on Deshaun Watson, but it'll be interesting to see if the Browns are good this year and how much real estate they still get on these shows, because it's, quite frankly, it's always going to be a difficult conversation talking about the Deshaun Watson stuff when you're saying, well, strictly on the field, when half the audience is like, yeah, but you guys are purposely not addressing the off the field. It's very uncomfortable.
Why is everybody loading up on the Justin Fields MVP bandwagon? Because if you're saying he's going to be the MVP, then you're saying the Bears are going to make the playoffs, because if they don't make the playoffs, he's not going to be an MVP candidate.
A lot of hype and a lot of buzz on the Bears. And I think there's optimism because they finally have a receiver. And I don't know if you consider DJ Moore, Calvin Johnson, or Randy Moss, or Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase, but he is
for the Bears, he is.
He is a 1,000-yard year in, year out receiver. And their connection has been really good this summer. But to your point, the Bears lost their last 10 games of the season last year. David Montgomery was their bell cow. He's not there. They have a bunch of question marks at running back. And I know it's cool to say, well, yeah, but DJ Moore and Mooney and Tonyan and Komet, like, I got to wait and see before we crown the Bears and Justin Fields. He's got a lot of fans around the league, and apparently his throwing motion has changed a bit, and he's worked on it this summer. I think it's fair to say, I know he's a great athletic quarterback. I'd like to see him win some games with his arm, and I'd like to see the Bears win some games in September and October before we start talking MVP talk.
Yeah, you know, I don't want him rushing for 1,100 yards. If you said yeah. Justin Fields ran for 1,100 yards, I'd go, and the Bears won five games? I want
that's
him.
Not what they want either.
I like the element of being able to run. I think you have to be able to run now. I think, you know, 90% of your quarterbacks have that ability to be able to run, but I don't want them to be. I don't want a run first quarterback. Even Lamar Jackson. I mean, sure. what did they do? They went out and got a new offensive coordinator and a bunch of wide receivers for him.
Yep.
So they've changed their philosophy a little bit.
Yeah, and the thing with Fields, it's like, you know, on a best-case scenario, it's – and they're not similar players necessarily, but like Jalen Hurts in year three was like, all right, it's all coming together. But Jalen Hurts has maybe the best offensive line in football. He's got A.J. Brown. He's got Devontae Smith. He's got this amazing defense. Like, the Bears are a rebuilding team. So I'm just saying be patient. I think they'll be better than they were last year. I don't think they're the worst team in the league by any means. But I'm going to wait and see before we put him in the same conversation as some of his contemporaries who have actually done it on the field already.
All right, before I let you go, Arizona with Kyler Murray. Arizona's got two first-round picks, and they're going to be bad. If they're so bad that they get the number one overall pick, what do the Arizona Cardinals do?
Oof. They've got to consider it. I mean, this kid out of USC, and the ironic part is, you know, who's going to be in his ear all season is going to be Cliff Kingsbury, who's working with Lincoln Riley. And he's already, I talked to Cliff, he's already working with this Caleb, and he's like, this kid is unbelievable and a great young man. And all of a sudden he's raving about him. And I'm like, I think whoever gets that number one overall pick is going to get a Heisman Trophy winner from last year and maybe a Heisman Trophy winner from this year, who is being compared to Mahomes. He's that good.
Yeah.
You have to think long and hard if you're looking at Kyler Murray and you're saying, well, we're now in year number this. We were the worst team in football. This, like, you'd have to think long and hard about it because I don't think Caleb Wilson comes along all that often.
Wilson?
Yeah, I just want to know.
You got Zach Wilson on your mind.
I'm the same guy that would, like, make fun of someone who does that, so I got to call myself out on that.
Yeah,
you got the Heisman Trophy winner's last name wrong. My bad.
You got to take Caleb Williams. You do.
I think you do.
But you got to be able to get out from underneath Kyler Murray's contract.
You deal with that. The quarterback's what matters. You figure it out. And you know, from all things I hear, also from Arizona, and again, it's everyone's Pollyanna now. Like, Kyler's been great this summer.
Of course he has.
I know he can't play right away, but, like, you know, it's August. Kyler's great. Yeah.
He's always great during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then things start to emerge where they go, oh, he doesn't like to study. He loves video games. You know, I'm drawing a line in the sand. I want a new contract. All of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. But you are.
Thanks.
I've enjoyed the re-air of Good Morning Football because you're on opposite us, so I get to see the re-air of Good Morning Football, and hope you're having fun.
I love you guys. You know, I always listen and tune in, and I appreciate you having me on. It's always so cool for me.
You didn't have to do the mutual admiration. You could
I
have
thought
led
it was fine.
You could have led with that.
I ended it.
You could have led with that and said, hey, before we go, man, I love your show. I do. And when you walk away in 4.5 years, I'll probably have a moment of silence.
My contracts aren't in the news, Dan. Yours are. I appreciate that, man. That is good.
Thank you, Peter.
Yep.
Peter Schrager. He's a co-host in NFL Network, Good Morning Football. It's like Fritzy. I always have to say,
I knew you were going to do this.
But doesn't it happen?
You're right. I should initiate more like, hey, good job with the show or the interview you did or whatever.
I walk by you at the end of the show and I'll go, hey, great job today.
And then I feel compelled to say
you
too.
Hey, you too.
Which means nothing to you because it's just I'm just saying back to you what you just said.
Yes.
Because I didn't say it first.
I mean, I don't need it, but then I want it.
You definitely don't need it. I need it badly. So at least you acknowledge that much that you should need to say, hey, good job with getting so-and-so on or whatever.
When you have a good day, I'm going to do it, okay?
But I have to make more of an effort to get to you before you get to me. Because, again, it's meaningless if I'm just reiterating what you said.
If you have a good day, then I'm going to say
it could take a while.
Good show.
Just be patient with me.
All right. There you go. You missed that one. You missed that one.
Yeah, I did.
How about we take a break?
Bloop, bloop.
All right. Yeah. We'll take a break back after this. Oh, join the Traegerhood. You know what? We're going to do some renovations outside. We have the grilling area there, and I've got some new grills in there, but I want to spice it up a little bit. So when we have company over, it looks great because the food is going to be great. It's the Traegerhood, Traeger.com. You know, they've been our friends for quite some time, and I love telling you about everything that they have. The new grills, the Ironwood, that launched earlier this year, loaded with new features. They got precision temperature control, Wi-Fi connectivity, and a whole lot more. There's a lot there. You've heard me talk about the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. Sometimes I just go out there and I stare at it. You know, when you get a new car, you just go out and you just look at it, put your hands on it. Doesn't even have to be turned on, but it does turn me on, if you know what I mean. Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. Join the Traegerhood. Traeger.com. They got recipes step by step. They got everything you need. And make sure you use the promo code DP Show because you'll get free shipping. Traeger.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Surrounded by the Hall of Famers tonight, the new look Jets take flight in Canton against the local favorite Cleveland Browns. NFL preseason starts where historical careers end. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame game presented by Verizon tonight at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Bob in Seattle. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, great show, Suck It Back Left, today. And love the interview with Pat Forte. Really helped understand the landscape and the history of college football. You know, DP, I'm 59, heart rate 47, by the way.
Nice.
It's so uncomfortable. It makes me really uncomfortable. Like, where are the Huskies going to land, Washington Huskies? All we want to do is watch Michael Penix Jr., and the Huskies got a great squad this year. But all this is really, really, really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you're going to find a landing spot for UW. You will. And Oregon will as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Big Ten. I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona State ended up with the Big 12. Then I don't know what happens with some of these other schools. Can you sort of reshape the Pac-12? It'll have certainly a different feel. Plus, you know, you're giving an automatic berth to that conference. That's another thing, that if UCLA, USC leaving next year, if Oregon and Washington are leaving, pretty clear path for somebody if they're still going to acknowledge Pac-12 is a Power 5 conference. In name they are, but certainly not the strength of those teams. Matt, Nebraska. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Danny, first I just wanted to say thanks for letting me on again. It's a great show, and it's always the highlight of my day when you allow me to come in. So thanks for that. Secondly, Fritzy, I am so excited for you. I cannot wait to hear the recap. I know that you're going to crush it tomorrow night. You are going to bring so much energy and passion, and you're going to do fantastic. Because you're good enough, you're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much.
Is that Stuart Smalley?
Yes.
All right.
Affirmations.
Yeah.
Very kind.
Yeah. I'm going to be waiting in the wings. The other Danettes are going to be out in the crowd, but I'm going to be there with Todd's wife, probably holding her hand because she'll be nervous through. Well, I'd normally hold your wife's hand.
Consoling her. Yeah, that's true.
With my wife there.
That'll
as well.
Be a little awkward, but that's okay.
It's
we can
okay.
wink at that.
Yes. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
DP, good morning. 6 foot, and I no longer do pounds. I do pant size, 42-32. Just want a couple things, couple comments. Bet for Fritzy. One of the things I wanted to call in and say, Danny, when I heard that you're retiring, calling it quits in 2028, talking to the DP Nation now like Walter Cronkite did to the Nation when we found out we lost Camelot. We're going to miss you, Danny. We really are. Don't know what I'm going to do. Don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I don't know if that's the right comparison when JFK died and my career came to an end. But.
I have a little Paulie standing there saluting you.
Wow. A little John was there.
Oh. Saluting.
I was getting choked up.
As you walk out the door.
You know, it's a long exit ramp where I can get a lot of gifts. Really, that's what it's all about.
You're going to clean up those last 6 months.
Oh, you think so?
Yes. Like, remember Randy Johnson when he did that with the Diamondbacks? I think he announced he was retiring and he got different stuff from every place.
Yeah. I just have to go to different places to get those things. Yes, Todd?
Is there anyone in particular you haven't heard from yet since this came out in a press release about, even though it's 4.5 years from now, that you're a little bummed or disappointed, didn't acknowledge at least that you have an official date for the end of the Dan Patrick Show?
No. I didn't expect anybody to. You know, what was bad is people thought I was retiring, not retiring in 4.5 years, because I didn't say, hey, I got a contract extension, and I'm going to retire at the end of that. They just heard retirement. So much so that, you know, my wife, when I got home, she's like, you're retiring? You didn't tell me? I go, no, in 4.5 years. And she goes, well, they didn't hear that. I go, yeah, I screwed up. It's not like I'm a broadcaster or something. I screwed up. Yeah, Todd, tomorrow it's a big night. We're going to try to capture as much as we can. They don't allow cameras in, but we're going to get cell phone footage of Todd on stage with Darius. And hopefully we're able to get the audio quality. And then we'll bring all of that to you on our social media platforms. And then on Monday, recap that. I guess I'm the documentarian that I'm going to interview Fritzy before and then after. And then Darius maybe before and then after. And it's sort of behind the music with Todd Fritz. Yes, Paul.
And Fritzy's going to show up for a full rehearsal, the whole thing, right?
Well, he's got to go to sound check.
And that's probably going to be a little more belabor with the band doesn't know this song. It's not like in their set.
They did tell me like last week, well, Darius, I think, said, I got to get my band to practice.
Well, no, that's a great band that he has. They'll be okay with that. Darius, I don't know how he is with Hall & Oates, but with you there guiding him, and I think he's doing background. I don't think he's, you know, going to be co with you.
I've prepared myself mentally to, if I had to do it all by myself, and then if he jumps in, then obviously that would be an awesome
thing. Well, no, he's going to sing, but I think he's going to be backup. It just, when you go to sound check, and then all of a sudden you're going to hear Darius's voice, and all of a sudden you're going to go, oh boy.
This is real.
Yeah, then it'll probably set in. Plus, when you go to sound check and you look out, well, there's no one out there in the audience. It's 4 in the afternoon, and then all of a sudden, fast forward to about 9:45 Friday night, you're going to look out, and there are going to be a lot of people.
That's enough to have a panic attack and run off the stage and say, you know what, maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Yes, Paulie.
If I were Fritzy, I would want some type of person, like an advisor or like a caddy, who would be 12 feet in front of me, like a sound guy, who can give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, like, should I be singing closer to the mic? Should I be singing louder? Because he really, you get one shot at this.
Oh, no. He'll get that at sound check.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll help him with that. You'll get to hear your voice in the amphitheater.
What about seat filler hecklers so I can prepare myself?
Well, that'll be the Danettes. They're going to be right down.
Hey, joke boy.
Right down in front. Probably yelling. They may throw some stuff at you. I don't know.
Give the mic back to Darius. Let's go.
Final hour in this Thursday coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.